Radha Krishna Govinda Govinda Shyama Radha Kri Kri Govinda Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Jai Navratan Jai Gaur Jamal Tulsi Bhakti Jai Ananda Gauri Vaishnava Vrindi Jai Sanna Bhatta Bhatta Vrindi Jai Rakhra Vrindi All Glories to Sun Glories 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Shivaya Krishna Shaiva Shivananda Swami Nityanamane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Narvasesha Shinivani Pasachade Shitane. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadara Shashvara Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Read from 6th Canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, verse 22. Svara Brahmani Nirvata.
Svara Brahmani Nirvata.
Krishikesha Parambuja.
Krishikesha Parambuja.
Akandam Chetam Avesha.
Akandam Chetam Avesha.
Lokan Kanucharan Muni.
Lokan Kanucharan Muni. Svara Brahmani Nirvata. Rishikesha Padam Bhuje Akandam Chittam Avesha Lokanam Charanmunihi Swarabrahmani Nirvata Rishikesha Padam Bhuje Akandam Chittam Avesha transcendental vibrations such as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He fixes his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus, he directly receives Rishikesh, the master of the senses. After delivering the Haryaswas, Narada Muni continued traveling through the planetary systems, his mind always fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Purport. The goodness of the great sage Narada Muni is described herewith. He always chants the pastimes of the Lord and delivers all souls back to God. Yet, in this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his son, Narada Muni Bhajan, being a Radhika Ramana Nami, etc. The purport of this song is that Narada Muni, the great soul, plays a string instrument called a Veena, vibrating the sound of Radhika Ramana, which is another name for Krishna. As soon as he strokes the strings, all the devotees begin to respond and make a beautiful vibration. Accompanied by the string instrument, the singing seems to be like a shower of nectar, and all the devotees ecstasy as if drinking the beverage called Madhura. Some of them cry, some of them dance, and some of them, although unable to dance publicly, dance within their hearts. Lord Shiva embraces Narada Muni and begins talking in an ecstatic voice, and seeing Lord Shiva dance with Narada, Lord Brahma also joins, saying, all you kindly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. The king of heaven, Indra, also gradually joins with a great satisfaction and is dancing and chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. In this way, by the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name of God, the whole universe becomes ecstatic. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, when the universe becomes ecstatic, my desire is satisfied. I therefore pray that the lotus eater Rupa Goswami at this chanting of Harinama may go nicely like this. Lord Brahma is the guru of Narada Muni, who is the guru of Vyasadeva. Vyas is the guru of Madhvacharya. Thus, the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya is in the specific succession from Narada Muni. The members of this succession, in other words, the members of Krishna Consciousness Movement, should follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni by chanting the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They should go everywhere to deliver the fallen souls by vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra and the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. That will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can spiritually advance if one actually follows the instructions of Narada Muni. If one pleases Narada Muni, then the Supreme Personality of God appreciation is also pleased. The immediate spiritual master is the representative of Narada Muni, and there's no difference between the instructions of Narada Muni and those of the present spiritual master. Both Narada Muni and the present spiritual master speak the same teachings of Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita, always think of me and become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me, and thus you will come to me without fail, I promise you this, because you are my very dear devotee. Abandon all varieties of religion, just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not do. Translation. The seven musical notes celebrated of Mapa Dani, used in musical instruments that originally come from the sound Veda, the great sage Narada, vibrate sounds describing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. By such transcendental vibrations, such as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, he fixes his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus, he directly perceives Hrishikesh, the master of the senses. After delivering the Haryasana, the Narada Muni continued traveling throughout the planetary systems, his mind always fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. So, this simply describes the departure of Narada Muni after he had given his instructions to the Haryasvas. Of course, Narada Muni, you know, since he's a Shakti Vaishavakar, power of bhakti, he actually indicates that one should worship the Supreme Lord. And that is the essence of his instructions here also. So, this is a description of Narada Muni. So, it says here that his mind is completely absorbed in the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishikesha Param Bhujay. Who actually is also the essence of sound and music, Swara Brahmani. He is also the non-different from music. So in other words, what it indicates is that not only is Narada Muni absorbed in the Supreme Lord, but he's also engaged in singing about him, and the singing is non-different from the Lord himself, because it is Swara Brahman. The notes are actually Brahman themselves. Which, of course, indicates that originally music is spiritual, and then we have a byproduct in this material world, which is material, but its origin is spiritual. And therefore, that ultimately music should represent the Supreme Lord and convey the Supreme Lord. And for Narada Muni, this is so. So when he sings, it is actually the Supreme Lord, and he absorbs himself in the singing. He's also absorbing himself in the Supreme Lord simultaneously, so that one is non-different from the other. So, in any case, Narada Muni is completely absorbed. absorbed in the Supreme Lord. He is a jiva with special powers, so therefore he does not, even though he's a Shaktivish avatar, he actually worships the Supreme Lord at all times and sets a good example for others. So his particular method, of course, is to glorify the Lord. So he does kirtan. He sings about the Supreme Lord and chants the names of the Lord. This is, of course, one type of bhakti, but we know that Narada Muni is famous for carrying his veena, and he uses the veena to accompany his singing. So not only does Narada Muni do bhakti, but he's always doing kirtan and glorifying the Supreme Lord. And not only is he doing this, it says he wanders about the planetary systems, lokana charan. So in other words, he's dedicated to glorifying the Lord all throughout the universe. So at all times he is spreading the message of bhakti to different persons in different places. So the particular blessing of Narada Muni is that he can go anywhere. He's not restricted by a body like we are. He has a spiritual body, so therefore he can go to different places in the universe without having to change his body. And therefore his ability to preach is very, very great. He's also famous for being able to travel at the speed of mind, which means immediately he thinks of a place, he can be there even if it's a million miles away. Anywhere, very, very quickly. But that, of course, is natural for one who has a spiritual body. So he uses this ability to go here and there within the universe and observe different things and to preach. In the, we see he often appears in the Bhagavatam in different places to give instructions, as we see here, and we see with the Prachetas and other persons. And Priyavrata, he gives instructions. He gives instructions to Vasudeva later on. So he's often portrayed in preaching the glories of the Lord to different devotees. You see in the case of Dhruva also, he gave instructions to worship the Supreme Lord. So that is his very nature to always give instructions on the process of devotional service. In the case of Krishna, when he meets with Krishna, even though he understands about bhakti, he becomes very astonished by the nature of Krishna. So normally, of course, Narada Muni is preaching bhakti in general to people, not particularly Krishna. When Krishna appears on this planet, then Narada Muni is also there. And there's a story of how he comes to Dwarka to see Krishna. And when he comes there, and of course he comes to one of the palaces, there are 16,108 palaces in Dwarka, and all the yadus are there, etc. And the queens are there, the children are there. Narada Muni is curious about how Krishna is managing all this, all these people. So he visits one palace and he sees Krishna and his Rukmini and they're talking together, etc. But he has the ability to travel at the speed of the mind. So immediately he goes to another palace and suddenly he sees Krishna's also there and he's doing something different. It's exactly the same time, almost the same second. He's in somewhere else. Krishna's somewhere else. And he goes to another palace, and he sees Krishna's also there. And he's doing something else. And he keeps going from palace to palace to palace. And Krishna's in different palaces, and he's doing different things. And in fact, different times of the day are simultaneously present in different palaces. So one time he's getting up in the morning, another time it's noontime, another time it's in the evening time. And not only that, in some palaces, different seasons are going on. They're celebrating different events in different seasons, all at the same time. How is that possible? So Narada Muni becomes completely astonished by the power of Krishna.
somehow or other, he's in all the palaces. The same person. It's not that it's a different person. It's the same person. Exactly the same person. And he's in all the palaces. But he's doing different things at different times of the day, different seasons, etc. So Narada Muni is astonished by this ability of Krishna and how he manifests his forms in this way. And of course, the ultimate object of all of this is to satisfy all of the queens. So each queen thinks Krishna is only with me. And that's true. In one sense, he is. But simultaneously, he's only with everybody. With all the queens. So, very, very astonishing to Narada Muni to see this ability of Krishna. So therefore, when Narada Muni sees Krishna, he also becomes very astonished by the abilities of Krishna. So though all of the different forms of the Lord have chitta shakti, or inconceivable power, by which they can do what looks impossible in the material world, Krishna is the one form of the Supreme Lord that shows the most remarkable shaktis, and chitta shakti, or inconceivable power. And in surprise, even Narada Muni, who is very used to seeing the powers of Vishnu and other avatar forms. So therefore, Narada Muni also appreciates the very, very sweet name and pastimes and form of Krishna. That is why Bhaktivinoda here describes Narada Muni becoming absorbed not only in the names of the Lord, but in the name of Krishna. That particular name becomes very, very sweet. So therefore, Narada Muni is empowered to preach throughout the universe. Sometimes it's Brahmaloka, sometimes it's Svargaloka, sometimes it's on Earth, whatever. So he goes to all these different places simply to spread the message of the Supreme Lord. In this way, though the material world is opposite of the spiritual world, and it's external energy, which means not intrinsic to the Lord, not part of the Lord's real interest. Nevertheless, the Lord makes arrangements in the material world so that the jivas can get some benefit. So he doesn't leave the jivas. So he comes as an avatar in different forms. And as Narada Muni comes and gives special teachings of bhakti to all the fallen souls. So this is an example here where he preaches to the sons of Prajapati Daksha and gets them to give up the production of progeny in favor of simply practicing spiritual life. Oh, if they're together. It doesn't describe them, but we have the example of the gopis. When the gopis were in the last lila, Krishna expanded himself into 3 billion forms to be with each gopi. And each gopi thought Krishna was with them, and they were in a big circle. But they couldn't see the other gopis or the other Krishnas. They saw only Krishna. So by his power, they can see or not see also.